This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protests in Tel Aviv gathered for a fifth consecutive night on Thursday as demonstrators insisted on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu negotiating a ceasefire agreement that would secure the safe return of the remaining 101 Hamas hostages. The death last weekend of six hostages after nearly 11 months in captivity sparked a wave of protest, with about 500,000 people taking the streets to Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Sunday night. Police in Munich, Germany, said on Thursday they fatally wounded a suspect who they claim opened fire on officers, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Police in downtown Munich, Germany, killed an armed man near the Israeli consulate. Munich police spokesman Andreas Franken told reporters the man was sighted handling a long gun and died after an exchange of fire with emergency services. He was later identified as an 18-year-old with Austrian citizenship. There were no additional injuries discovered. At a news conference carried by RTL, Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann says the police will investigate, but he did not think it was a coincidence that the man parked within sight of the Israeli consulate, then walked around the consulate with a rifle and started shooting at police near there. Police said there's no indication of other perpetrators or further danger to the public. I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities in Congo said on Thursday the first batch of Mpox vaccines has arrived in Congo's capital 3 weeks after the World Health Organization declared Mpox outbreaks in 12 African countries a global emergency. The 100,000 doses of the vaccine manufactured by the Danish company Bavarian Nordic had been donated by the EU through the Blocks Agency for